mean shooting them webs, you know what I'm saying? You made me say it. You made me say it.
I'll take the blame all day, dude.
You're listening to Outer Banks This Week with Autumn and Justin, where you will hear Outer Banks locals talk about Outer Banks things, events, people, places, history, and some juicy gossip. Here they are, Autumn and Justin.
Bet he would.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh, Autumn.
Justin.
It's such a fun day today. You know why it's a fun day?
Why?
Because we have some guests.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk to them in just a few moments, but we're embarking on episode number 16. 16?
Mm-hmm.
Six. Was she 16?
I mean, I hope she's older than that.
That was part of a, you know, it was part of a rap song. I can't even remember the name of it right now. 16.
That's all you got? Are you giving me?
I can't. That's all I can. So that's all
you
I can
want
think
me to
of.
Figure out the rap.
That's all I can think of. Christine, you got anything? Can you think?
I don't have anything.
You sound. You got anything?
No, but the Winger song. She's only 17. There's that one. There's that one. Is that any better? I mean,
I don't know.
Yes, at least it's a little better.
I don't know, but hey, we're on episode 16 of the Outer Banks This Week podcast with Autumn and Justin. All brought to you by Artie Sawyer Ford Motor Company, right there on Highway 64 in Manio, right across from Manio Marine. If it can be found, Doc and Robin will find it. Okay, online at Artie Sawyer. .com. Oh gosh, Autumn, last week was a lot of fun for us. We had the girls soccer team, or the captains from the girls soccer team.
Yeah.
They were in here from their championship run.
Right.
Had the coach here. That was a lot of fun talking to them. And
it was fun to see how stoked they were that they won that. Like, they walked in with confidence. You know what I mean? To see these girls just like, I'm the bee's knees right now. Like, go on, dust your shoulder off type of thing.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. I mean, it was a David versus Goliath type of thing out there at that the state championship with that team that had not lost a game in 2 years.
Yeah.
So it was pretty impressive. And I mean, I watched some video today from their that Hunt Thomas had put together from the high school. He is their, what's the word?
He does like everything.
Video production type
for
stuff
all the
over
schools,
there.
Yeah.
So he put together like a nice little video for but We Are the Champions to the background a little bit. You know, it's kind of neat. But that was really cool. Kind of gave me goosebumps because you're really excited for them. Think about it. What Coach Cleaver was saying, their first team state championship since 1996 that Manio has had. And it's the first girls team ever from Manio.
Yeah.
To win
awesome.
A state championship. So it's really cool, especially when I saw something in history. It's like 1997, I believe, is when the soccer program launched at Manio High School.
Mm-hmm.
And to see how it's evolved and came about since then has been
well,
really
and neat. They have a pretty solid chance of doing it next year, too, because they're only losing one senior. So all those girls are moving on up.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. Let's see if they can absolutely. Keep the composure and maintain that strength. So that'll be cool. Other than that, though, Autumn, we got to do something super cool I want to talk about really quick.
Yeah, it was about damn time we had a nice weekend, huh?
Yes.
Like, I'm sunburned, and that's how it should be.
Yes. I'm still working on my tan. It's one of them things. I mean, Sal's got the nice tan looking over there. You know what I mean?
I do it every day, man.
See?
Every day.
My wife's been hitting the tanning bed here lately. I like to call it fake and bake.
Is she? Because there's been no sun out. That's why. Carrie quit using the tanning bed.
You talked to her about that.
I will.
You talked to her about that. But we went down to Buxton last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Went down. They have this new group called the Outer Banks Buddies that they've started down there, like the Big Brother, Big Sister program.
Yep.
They had a big party to raise some money to put back into that program so that they may get this whole thing going starting in August.
Yeah, just get it up and rolling. Yeah.
So we were able to do that. They had a lot of cool raffle prizes. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole island, all of Hatteras Island came together.
Yeah,
that,
it was a big beach party, and kids were playing around in the pool and stuff like that. We won raffles. I mean,
did you won?
Yeah, I won.
What did you win?
I won a gift card to Tavern on 12, so I know I'm going to be using that thing up.
But that's going to be a really cool program once they get everything up and running there, to watch how it'll evolve over the years.
Yeah, for sure.
Something else that went on this weekend, I don't know if you all, Sal or Christine, participated in this, but the Soundside Fun Fair. Spent a lot of money there.
$134 later, some crap. Nolan has a stuffed animal Mario and a daggum wristband that we'll never wear again. So yes, yes, I know. Please, yes. Well,
we took Austin last Thursday night for the first run of it.
We went Thursday night. No, we went Friday night.
You went Friday night. Yeah, we went Thursday night. I had to leave early to go do the PA at the Scallywags game.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then I promised Austin, because we didn't get to stay very long, I said, look, I promise I'll take you back. So we went back Saturday night. We got there at about 6:30-ish. Mm-hmm. Dude, we didn't leave till 10:30.
Yeah.
Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah,
it was great.
We left at 11 o'clock. Yeah.
It was a good time.
It was all horrible. I know. And the freaking carnival worker, she looked so bad for me, because Nolan, last year, he won the shooting water gun game or whatever. So he thinks automatically, like, he's walking in this, like, I'm a champ and I'm going to get this. Well, 30 some dollars later playing this stupid game, this girl finally like walked over to Nolan and was like, which one do you want, bud? I was like, thank God. I was like, let's go. And it was like 10:30 at night. I'm like, let's go.
30 some odd dollar Mario.
Yeah,
I got you.
No doubt.
Were you all able to get over to the fun fair?
No, we did not go. We had some stuff to do at home. So
I got you. I got you.
Well,
Sal's
also,
scared of heights.
I'm afraid of heights.
So yeah. Okay.
He's like, I don't do the fair.
So. Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, a lot of it.
The funnel cake wasn't that great this year for some reason, so you didn't miss out on much. That's the only reason why you
that's
go.
That's all I was trying to talk him into. Yeah. I was like, well, we can roll down, like, grab a funnel cake.
Yeah, just
you
the
know?
Food. Okay.
Well, you're going to wait in line for about 30 minutes.
Oh,
for
sure. Yep. Yeah. That's.
I did. That's how I know. But then also, I mean, like, they didn't have the chicken on a stick.
No.
No, they didn't have some of the things that you would expect, especially things that they'd had in the past. Uh-huh. They didn't have a jumbo corn dog, which I felt was rather tasty.
That's what I got last year.
So, I mean, other than that, though, I mean, Austin got a cheeseburger, and I mean, they had like the Polish sausages and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, man, the chicken on a stick to me was like a staple, because I remember when we used to go all the time when we were working at the radio station. That was like what we would come in the next morning. We would start talking about. We would talk about the chicken on a stick. So
we're so basic. We just give me that chicken on a stick. Give me that meat on a stick.
Yeah, I mean, it's fairly basic, but it's just, man, it's that fair food. It's like there's a different
something
taste
about
it.
Yeah,
I don't know,
because I don't even like candy apples, but I'll bite one whenever I'm at a fair. I'm like, oh, why'd I do that? But then,
dude, I could have. Austin was like, I want cotton candy, so I got him a $7 bag of cotton candy. Ate 3 bites.
I know. Like the funnel
little
cake.
Punk.
Oh my gosh.
Then
kids.
he had it all over his face and all over his hands. I'm like,
they
whatever.
Really should close down the fair next year for an adult party after 11 o'clock and let that thing run till 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
and then
I'm
just only adults only. So all the parents had to deal with the bull crap from their kids earlier. We could go back and kick it and like ride rides our damn self.
I'll come for that and corn dogs.
Cheers to that.
That
yeah.
And corn dog. Cheers.
Go, there you go, CYP. Put that in there.
Oh, yeah. Children and yes. Gotcha. It's a partnership, though. So,
I mean, I'd pay to just have, a night to just go do my own. Yeah. And cry because I didn't win the game.
Well, as Joe Diffie says, have ourselves a night to remember.
All right.
Sure. All right. Well, coming up in just a few moments, Autumn, we got a topic that you really want to burn on.
A little bit. It just hit my mind.
On.
Yeah.
Maybe like, not the right word.
Yeah, because we were chit-chatting and you're like, what can we talk? I was like, oh, something just happened to me, so we could talk about this. Yeah.
I was sitting there texting her in church yesterday. Don't tell anybody.
Oh, my.
I was sitting in church and I'm thinking about the podcast. I'm like, I got my phone down in my lap, like looking at the preacher praying. She's not going to look at me. And I'm like, we got to come up with something to talk
about. Behind
we
a
got
Bible?
Sal and Christine. No, I was like, had it low enough in the pew where like, you know, so where she couldn't see me. I'm like, I'm like looking up. Well, the thing is, what's nice about that right now is like, everybody has like the Bible app on their phone. So, with that being said, people are like, I'm looking up a Bible verse.
Hey, but
I don't want to lie in church either. So
God knows what you're doing.
Yes, I know. So we're going to talk a little bit about some beach etiquette in just a few moments with Sal and Christine. And we're going to get in with them and talk about what they're doing with Salty Burns now. Well, it's Outer Vapes turn Salty Burns, go through some events, things of that nature. But a few shout outs I got. I'm going to start with all the high school graduates.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of graduates from this past weekend, especially here in Eastern North Carolina. Yeah. They had, I mean, Manio, First Flight, Hatteras, and other counties.
Yeah, I like feel there like how stoked they were, because there was a couple kids in front of me at the duck through in Wanchese. Like it was their last day of school and I felt like their adrenaline. I was like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, I saw some of them from Wanchese at the fair, and we were talking about graduation, and I guess some kid at Manio High School's graduation when Mr. Luciano was like, are you ready to graduate? And this kid got in the microphone that was on stage and goes, Hell yeah. And he screams it in the microphone.
Brad and Rebecca's son did a backflip on stage getting his diploma from Vuzic.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty cool. But yeah. So all the high school grads. Okay. I also want to shout out, though, in the same. Shout out in the same voice to the property managers right now on the Outer Banks. Oh, I was speaking with our friend Tiffany a little earlier. And there's a photo floating around on Facebook. I don't know if any of y'all seen it, of some kids, looks like kids, on a roof at a house.
OMG. No.
Yeah. And it's like, this is the reason why you get kicked out of your house if you're, you know, property
managers.
Bring
it on home, John B. Bring it on home.
Oh, Lord. Let's start referencing Outer Banks. Whatever, Netflix,
what
Outer Banks show.
What the hell are they doing?
Well, again, that's the thing. This is like that week that I think that they talk about where it's just kind of
hell week.
Yeah, hell week for them.
Okay.
In the property management world. Because, again, I was talking to my wife. She's a property manager. And I was talking to Tiffany, her boss lady. And Tiffany was, they were talking about where they had been, where they were going. And that she was questioning whether or not Jesus really loved her. And I said, Jesus does. If he brings you to it, he will bring you through it. So, again, I want to shout out to the property managers are having to deal with, you know, some of the shenanigans and the things that these high school kids bring with them when they come down on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one more gentleman named Zachary Holiday. Now, you may remember Autumn.
Holiday.
This individual's father was the minister who preached and married Carrie and I.
Oh, okay.
That gentleman that did that, his name was Pastor Bill Holiday. He was a preacher at our church in Wanchese for a very long time.
What was I doing in the church before your wedding?
You were taking communion.
I was taking communion. You're right about that.
Yes. Anyway, Autumn, his son, Zach, he's a naval officer.
Okay.
He's pretty high up there, too, from what I understand. He's younger than, actually, might be about your age, honestly.
Is he 33,
34? I don't know exactly what he does, but he is a bad mamma jamma in the Navy. Long story short, he listens to the podcast because it makes him feel like, because they spent about 6 or 7 years here. He's basically spent all of his elementary, middle, and part of his high school years here. So he feels like this is his home.
Where is he stationed at?
I don't know.
Oh.
All I know is he was at a Yankees-Red Sox game last night, and I just commented on a Facebook post of his and said, hey, watching that game on TV right now, and he commented back and was like, listened to episode 15 on the way here. So I was like, now you're getting a shout out.
Oh, that's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, so he listens, and he's been listening for a while now from what I understand. So I wanted to say hello to my little buddy, Zach.
All right, little buddy, Zach.
Little buddy, Zach. Well, coming up, we're going to talk about this beach etiquette.
Yes.
And I have a list of things here that I'm going to bounce off of you and Christine and Sal and see if they all... See what y'all think about it.
All right.
I'm going to give it the black and white. Y'all give it the color. That's what I like to say. But Autumn.
Justin.
One of the prizes that was being given. She does that crap all the time.
He uses my name as a crutch word now. That's why.
Autumn.
Justin.
One of the prizes that was given out for the Outer Banks Buddies group that was donated to them, which they seemed to, what was her name? Miss Ashley, one of the individuals directly involved with the group, was raving about this gift. It was a bunch of things I'd never heard of, and I can't remember what they are right now, but it was donated. No. Hold on. I'm getting to my point. Let me get to my point. I don't remember because I told her. I remember telling her. I said, I have no idea what any of that is. But it was given to them by Real Water Sports down in the Village of Waves, where... They always have gnarly
waves.
You
don't remember any of the stuff?
No, I got it. Look, it's all part of the standalone that I'm trying to put together right now for them, okay? Yeah. So it will be heard in the near future, but I don't remember what any of it is.
Was it like kiteboarding gear?
No.
Like
It was weird words I'd never heard before.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Anyway, you can find all these weird things. I don't want to say weird things. That's not the right word. You can find all these things at Real Water Sports.
Yeah, before we went down there, actually, I was that parent that was like, I guess we're going to a beach party with no bathing suit. I swear. And so I stopped at Real Water Sports and I had to buy Nolan board shorts, and they had all different kinds of stuff there. I just love Real Water Sports. And then I wanted to go back by myself, and I heard Trip upstairs selling a surfboard, and I didn't want to go bother him, but he was selling a surfboard at the same time.
You better not have been selling my 5'6".
Bro,
say it. Please say something. I want you to say something right now.
go get it then. You've been talking about this for years. I don't know why you don't have one then.
Because I'm waiting for Tripp to hand deliver it to me. Like good he said he was going luck. To do like 10 years ago.
Good luck.
I think in the beginning Tripp tried to hand that to you, but it took you so long to pick it up, you already sold it. Yeah, yeah. I remember that happening.
You know what? Whatever,
it's been
Christine.
So long.
You could not catch a wave to save your life is what I heard.
The wetsuit.
I don't know what to
do. I still want to do that. I knew what I
shut up.
Gosh, the wetsuit.
This is a story for another day, Sal.
We need to take you back down there to just roll up a wetsuit now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have you been, in there recently?
I went in about maybe a month ago or so.
Because they have a ton of selection of guys' stuff, like ton. I love their girl stuff, but they hit the guys' stuff they have there is pretty rad.
Yeah, they do. I was thrilled because I can wear some of their clothes now. One point, I could not wear their clothes.
You hurt Tripp's feelings with that, too.
I did not mean to do that, Tripp. I love you.
Oh, well, he took it. He didn't take it into consideration until then. And that's when he started getting, you know, bigger clothing because that's he would.
Yeah, I was looking like, for a two. Dude, I was looking like, for. I mean, I still wear a 2X t-shirt, but I was looking for a 2X at the time. And he's like, they didn't have one, but I think they had maybe one or two, but in a different style or something. And he went about it. So that's the thing. Like, Tripp is very good about listening to his customers and the feedback and everything like that.
They do a ton of stuff. Waterman's opens up at noon for lunch and coffee and all that stuff. They have the Waterman's Retreat, which you can rent the penthouse or non-penthouse too. You can learn how to foil board, which foil I really board. Want to.
So like
really
get some aluminum foil out?
No, it's
a board?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah.
It's like it's a surfboard, but it has a wing. Have you seen them? Like it's a surfboard, but it has a center and it has like a... It's like basically like a wing on it. I don't know the proper term of it because I'm not a hydrofoil. Yeah, there. Thank you. Thank you,
EP.
And you like bounce on it to get momentum going.
Oh, I've seen
and
those.
And it's a lot. You would think it would be easy, but I feel like it's not that easy. But they have instructors down there at Real Water Sports. So if it's something, I think we should try it one time.
Autumn.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah, I mean, if you want to get up on a 5'6", now's your perfect opportunity.
That's something we will discuss.
This is a wee thing, Justin.
All of these wonderful things can be found online at realwatersports.com. Oh, gosh, down in the Village of Waves, they have lots of nice, pristine beaches. In autumn, we're going to talk a little bit about beach etiquette. I have a little list here of beach etiquette 101 things, but you went to the beach over the weekend. How was it?
Yes, amazing. It was so nice.
Was
finally
the water warm?
No. But I mean, you just suck it up, Buttercup, right?
Manageable, tolerable.
Until you get sunburned. And then you're like, holy cow, this is a lot colder than I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
Then you just go for it.
Okay.
So I went to a different beach access. I typically just go south of Jeanette's Pier. Usually is where we go to the beach. But we went to Governor Street this time, and they have the ocean right now is there's a huge drop off, except for like down at Fish Heads. I was actually talking to Gary this morning about the beach and how it's flat right there at Fish Heads and the tide pools that come in and stuff like that. Well, there's these people that sat in front of us, but out of like distance, like, you know, like we're not like on top of each other.
Right.
And the tide started coming in, and I've never had anyone ask me. They walked up to us and was like, hey, do you mind if we slide our stuff back? We don't want to be like on top of you and be those people, but we like, can we slide our stuff back so we don't have to carry it so far the other way? And we're like, it was like two moms and their kids. We're like, nah, that's cool. Like, she's like, we won't bother you. I was like, it's okay. You just might hear our music. It's one of those things that like, I've never had anyone just ask.
Oh,
me.
So this was a good experience. I was waiting for something. I was waiting for you to come out and be like, oh, so these people, they just like sat their stuff like right
no,
on
I
top
could
of
go
my beach
on.
Towel.
I could go on forever about people like that. But I've never had someone ask me. Like,
so it was polite about it.
And then Vicky and I were sitting there, we're like, that was nice. Like, and I looked at her, I was like, no one's asked me that. So it came down to we were talking about what is beach etiquette? Like what here at the beach? Because if you go anywhere else, you're on top of people, like literally. There's no 6 foot. You pay to get on the beaches there. You pay to park. You pay to have a wristband. You pay to sit 2 feet from someone, if that you don't know. You're not allowed to drink on the beach at some of them. You're not like, so I know our beach is different, but man, like what is beach etiquette here? What are the things that you do when you go to the beach, like to be like not a nuisance, like, cause that would be your beach etiquette then. Right.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I've got a list here of things of what not to do.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's ask this question first. What's one thing when you go to the beach and you're sitting there and you're looking around, what is one thing that would that annoys you about other people that come to the beach? What's one thing that would annoy you?
Yeah, like leaving trash behind and cigarette butts. Yeah.
Trash.
Number one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Number one for me.
Number one. Sal, you want to...
And also maybe looking out for your kids. I mean, some of these kids just walking around, you know, running around everywhere, and no one's... You're just chilling out. I mean, you have kids. Take care of them.
Yeah.
I mean,
they people don't understand the power of the ocean, though. Yeah, they just... But I have also noticed this year that I think a lot of people are taking into consideration from what I've seen, because all kids have life jackets on, and I haven't seen that. But not like the little arm swimmies either, like life jackets. Yeah. So... Nice.
Well, I will say that one of the big bosses here at Outer Banks this week is a former rescue swimmer, former lifeguard.
Lifeguard, yeah.
And he was expressing some of the same things you were just saying, Sal. He gave me a little bit of a list, but a lot of it kind of ran parallel with some things I found online. But one of the things that he said was, like, people, like parents, moms especially, would park in front of the lifeguard stand and would expect them to watch their kids running around in the water as like babysitters kind of thing. And the parents would sit there and like day drink. And he's like, man, I'm not like, yes, if something happens to your child, I will obviously go in and rescue them, but I'm not your babysitter. And he said it seemed like that every day there was a group of moms, different moms each day that would come and just, okay, sit right in front of the lifeguard stand. All right, kids, see ya. And sit there and start day drinking, or they disappear to the car or whatever. So that was one thing he said. Some of the other things that we're going to go through is, like, don't sit right on top of someone else, especially if there's plenty of space on the beach. Has that ever happened to you all?
Yes.
Oh, of course. Yes. If you live down here, it happens.
Yeah. And I mean, you can't help it when you get down south and you line up your trucks, kind of thing like that too, but that seems to be okay. But whenever there's so much space around, I'm like, the hill, do you not see, like, there's... Go there. Lord, so I'll just turn up my music a little bit.
Well, and that's the next one on this list, Autumn. Playing loud music is
something... I don't play it loud.
A lot of people are not crazy about loud music. Yeah. Now, I mean, of course, you know, with the wind and the waves and everything in the background, you're probably going to turn it up a little louder than you normally would. But that's still, at the same time, not loud enough for the... You don't want it to be so loud that they're hearing you... If you're at Jeanette's Pier, for example, and they're hearing you down at Outer Banks Pier.
Yeah, no, that's why I usually go to Fishheads or the Outer Banks Pier, because they're playing their music on the pier, so I don't have to bring my own stereo.
Oh, that's
so smart. I just listen to their music.
Yeah, so now that brings up another question. Like, if you go to the beach and you take a radio, what are you normally listening to on your speaker? Do you have, like, would you... be like listening to like reggae stuff because you're sitting at the beach, or would you just put it
we
on?
Listen to all kinds of different stuff. Yeah. You know, we listen to country, rap, you know, 80s music.
Varies off of personality that day. Okay.
Yeah, it just varies. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just plop it down and let her eat.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah. Okay. So another one that annoys people is like running and kicking sand on people, like running down the beach and like running by somebody's towel and kicking sand on their towel type thing. Or if you're laying there trying to get your tan on.
I let your kids get away with it the first time, but the second time, I'm going to say something to them. Like, because you're not telling your kid, like, watch your towel, move over. I get when the wind, it's always blowing here, right? So you feel like every time you pick up anything at the beach, be in consideration of people around you, because it's going to go somewhere. Kids are the worst at it. So I give them the bypass of once. But then the second time the little crap head does it again, I'm like, hey, mom, can you tell your kid to like slot it back just a little bit? So, yes.
Well, what about like playing games in the middle of crowds? Like somebody throwing a football or trying to play like a football game or set up like a volleyball net in the middle of like a bunch of families or something like that.
I don't think we have that problem here.
No, I mean, it seems like when there's those types of things going on.
Yeah, like there's enough space in between. People do it right.
Yeah. Have y'all ever seen anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it. I think they set up kind of behind where people are laying out. And they're real respectful of it for the most part. Every now and again, you get a stray ball, but you never know who you're going to meet like that. So
that's true. That's very true.
Yeah, because they have this beer pong game now that people drag out on the beach, and it's 5 gallon buckets, and it takes up pretty big square-ish. And I still see people setting it up behind where it's not really.
What do they call that?
Anymore.
Is it like bucket ball or something like that?
Yes, I think that's exactly what it's called, Justin. I want it, but I'm not about to carry that crap to the beach every single time.
You bury it in the sand,
are they still
fill it
using
up with
a
water.
Ping pong?
No,
it's a tennis ball.
Yeah,
though,
it's something bigger. Right, I'm going to. I should just buy it and tell Gary. I'm just going to leave it in the house.
Oh, well, that's one idea. That's one idea, Autumn. Well, here's one of the things that I see a lot of, and that's feeding seagulls.
Yes.
Are you the queen of feeding seagulls over there,
no,
Christine?
But please don't do that.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah,
Nolan,
next to
I scream at Nolan when he does it. I'm like, do not do that again.
I've been known to turn around at a beach and just like, hey, quit.
Yeah, yeah.
You did that last year.
Yeah.
You did that last year.
It upsets people, but just don't do it. It's gross.
It is gross.
Yeah.
Well, I think about the Mary Poppins song. Feed the birds, Toppins, Toppins. You ever see Mary Poppins?
No, actually, I haven't.
Yeah, but I don't remember that song.
No, that's right there towards the end. Feed the birds, Toppins, Toppins. So that's what I think about whenever I think about feeding the seagulls. Wow. I just got to feed the birds.
Feed the birds.
Yes. So one of y'all, one thing that y'all mentioned also is leaving trash behind.
Yeah.
That is.
I keep a roll of trash bags in my backpack, my beach bag, every day, just because for that reason.
At one point, there were trash cans.
There are, but
Nagshead had done that.
They get super full by the end of the day, but and even fish heads, because there was a problem going on with all their trash from the pier blowing down underneath. They put up like this wire mesh to stop a lot of the trash that's blowing off the pier, but. People and their beer cans and cigarette butts. Mm-hmm. The amount of cigarette butts that you find on the beach, like, I don't mind a smoker. I don't care if you're around me smoking, but just clean up your daggum cigarette butts because it's like trashy. You know, it's just, ugh.
Well, that leads me to the next one, which is smoking on the beach. Some people don't want to be downwind from a cigarette. I like the initial, I guess from where I used to smoke, the initial like light of a cigarette does not bother me.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me the smell of them. I just hate the trashiness behind it.
Gotcha. Okay, now here's another one. It's like pushing your swimming limit. So thinking that like swimming in a pool is the same as swimming in the ocean.
Never will be.
And
Ever.
Yeah. Some people believe that it's just, there's no difference that they don't get caught up in the riptide.
Yeah. And the riptide.
The riptide.
And the riptide.
Well, I was told that if I said riptide, it was going to get bleeped out. So that's why I said riptide a couple of times.
A riptide undertow.
Well, and that's another one. So it's like ignoring authorities and warnings. So I guess from what I understand, if the red flags are out in Nag's Head, even touch the water, you can get a fine or a ticket written to you by authorities. Being mindful of those types of things. Because if you go to like any life...
Can't you still surf, though?
I don't know.
I think you have to have a board underneath of you.
Maybe so.
Maybe.
Yes.
I don't know how that
works. I'm really not sure.
You used to be able to. I don't know if it's changed.
But again, another thing is like if you look at the lifeguard stands, a lot of times there are... They write up, hey, UV index high, rip current low, or moderate rip current risk, you know, that kind of thing. So something to be mindful of. Has anyone in here ever been like caught in a rip current?
Hell yeah.
Oh no.
Really?
No.
Yeah, no, never.
Do you not go in the water though?
Like ankle maybe. When
that's
why.
I
can't see my feet anymore.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good.
Like. That makes sense. Yeah. Do you not go in either, Sal?
I do. And I have been in different beaches and different waters, but never been sucked in like that.
Really? So, oh, it's kind of scary at first. Because, I mean, and you do panic. I mean, there's no other, but then you know what's going on. And once you just let it go, I mean, if you're a good swimmer, I don't know.
See, I remember one time there was some,
scary.
I had driven down, this was, 15 years ago. I'd gone down to Oregon Inlet. And it was when you could still drive back down around by the inlet itself.
Mm-hmm.
And a family, I don't know where they were from, but they had a raft. Out there on the ocean, and it wasn't crazy rough or anything, but I mean it was enough. There was enough of a chop, and they got caught in a rip current.
Yeah,
I'm trying to be I can handle this. I go out because they were like waving their kids to come back in. It's like you don't understand, they can't come back in.
Yeah,
so I was like, all right, I'm gonna try to swim out there and be cool. And I got caught in it, too.
Yeah.
And I was able to get the kids pushed up, but it took me a couple extra minutes to kind of get myself back in. And I was kind of scary. I'm not
even
going to lie.
You can spot them around here, though. If you know how to read the water, you really can see the rip current. Like, you just can. So, and then I always, because there's still some fish heads where I typically take Nolan and stuff like that, and I'll tell him, like, you have to avoid this area and this area. Like, you can come here. But they're scary.
Yeah, they definitely are. If you get pulled out there and it's not something that you've
I've been
really
on my surfboard caught in one before, too. I don't know why I was dying, but I wasn't because I had a board.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you had a board.
You panic.
Yeah, but like, see, I didn't have that. And I was like, oh, this is not good, you know? But I was just try to breathe and do the right thing here, you know? And it's like, okay, I know.
I can still swim. Like, I can, you know what I mean?
I tread water for a little bit. I couldn't touch, you know? So, a couple other things here, like shaking out a towel near other people, leaving pets unattended, digging holes.
Yeah.
That's a big one, if you ask
me. Let's go back to the pet thing, too.
Okay, let's go back to the pets.
I hate when people bring their dogs to the pets.
Their dogs to the pets?
Yes. Their dogs to the beach because it's so hot on their feet. If you're supposed to be able to like put the back of your hand on the ground for your dog, and if it's too hot for the back of your hand, you're not supposed to have your dog walking on pavement, sand, anything like that. So it's a great time to take your dog in the morning. I used to take Scarlett every morning, but I would never take her from like noon to four and make her walk back. Unless you're going to carry your daggum dog across that sand, please do not bring your dog to the beach.
And put him on like a boogie board and like make him stay there
and drag them. Yeah, good luck.
Mabel would let me do that.
No, she... Justin, you better get a paddle board for that chunky dog if you think you're going to drag it up the beach. Yes, I am.
It's messed up. You know, I'm going to tell her you said that.
It's okay. I'd tell her herself.
Yes. So, yeah, leaving pets unattended. I mean, you got a good point there, Autumn, with the things with the back, you know, chest testing out the sand with the back of your hand.
It's too hot for him, man.
Yeah, digging holes again, though, I feel like is a pretty big one. I feel like it wasn't long ago. Down in Frisco, down that way.
Kids don't get in the holes. You can dig the holes, just don't get in them and bury your kids in them.
I think the way the story went for the one down the beach, though, was this kid was just, I think he was like 18 years old, and he was just walking, and it was dark.
At night, yep.
And fell in the hole.
Yeah.
Wow.
And got covered up.
Yeah.
So, again, dig the hole, have a blast. Fill said hole in, and do not get in said hole.
Yeah, don't let you know. I mean, I know it's cool.
The point in digging a hole anyway? Like, honestly, like, what does that do for you? Is it just like a sensory thing? I must dig a hole.
I mean, and if you're going to sit in it, then like, do you need it that deep?
Yeah.
Or are you trying to like not see people while you suntan in your hole?
Yeah.
She puts the lotion on the skin.
Yeah. Right.
Jeez. That's your wife, Sal. That's your wife.
It is.
It's the lotion on the skin.
Is there something you're trying to tell me? We don't have any pits at the house,
what?
Right?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Wow. All right.
Couple other things here. We're almost done with this. So, like, leaving stuff out overnight. You'll see a lot of people that'll leave those.
Go ahead. Leave it out there. I'll take it.
Yeah. I've seen it. I've seen a lot of stuff that gets left out overnight.
It's free game then, baby. Don't leave your stuff in the egg center. I'm taking it.
And one other that some people don't tend to think about is, you know, there's a lot of people when they go to the beach, they're not going there to get in the water, swim around, sit out there on the beach and hang out. They want to fish. Mm-hmm. Okay. And some people, like, one thing that this came from Phil a little earlier, the boss man that was a former lifeguard. He was saying, you know, some people, they'll come out there with their rods and reels and everything, and that's cool. But if you see, like, a bunch of kids out there, like, swimming around, like, don't cast right in the middle of them. You know what I mean? Like, don't cast right in the middle of these kids. You know, you can move a few feet down, get your sinker and everything all set up just right, get it past the breakers, but try to stay away from, like, where there might be a bunch of kids congregated and swimming, so...
There's fishing poles out there. My kid's going to walk up and ask you if he can use it.
Yeah, see, like, but I mean, and that also to, you know, not to just pick on the fishermen themselves, but also to talk to the other people that just swim in and they see those.
Yes,
be
just
mindful
avoid them.
Of them.
Watch where the current's going if you can, and then go north of that or south. Of
and if anything, if you're not sure how to read the current, walk up to the fishermen and say, hey, like, my kids are going to go in the water. Like, is your stuff more this way or more this way?
Yeah.
You know, and see if he can say, oh, yeah, well, I casted it that way. The current's running that way. So there's probably going to be more over here.
Yeah, because you don't want to step on the hook.
Yeah. Just, I mean, if anything, and I'm sure.
And you don't want to wear water shoes. Come on. Let's not do that.
Water shoes are awesome.
Oh, you would. Do you hold your nose when you go underwater, too?
I mean,
do you?
Sometimes.
Do you?
No, Autumn. I don't wear water shoes and I don't hold my nose.
You do. You wear a Speedo.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I'm starting OnlyFans with you if I catch you in a Speedo, boy.
I'll order the banana hammock if you'd like.
Oh, Lord.
Just make sure it has more coverage than most, please.
More coverage?
Just always make sure you trim.
Shoot.
Just trim
it. Okay. Trim. All right.
Please.
All right, moving. Speaking of Sal and Christine.
That's beach etiquette, right?
Yes.
Beach etiquette.
You're right. Yeah, that is beach etiquette. On. You're right about that.
Yeah, there you go.
Cover your body just a little bit. I mean, but you do you,
just
though,
a little
too.
Bit. Didn't 50 Cent do a song called Just a Little Bit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He also took us to the candy shop.
I mean, that's a good song. I got into my Spotify playlist. Well, again, we're going to talk to Sal and Christine in just a few moments about what they do with...
Yeah, we have some rad things they brought in for us.
We're going to talk about some of this stuff, but we got a shout-out right now to Juan Cheese Marina, Autumn. Juan Cheese Marina.
I haven't ate there in a hot minute.
You know, I was thinking the same thing. Austin actually suggested the other night that we go there. I'd already started cooking dinner, and he's like, Dad, I think I want Juan Cheese Marina. Yeah. I was like, Austin, I'm already cooking dinner.
Let's take him to go get pizza there this weekend.
Yeah, it's something we need to do.
Yeah.
Definitely something we need to do. But it's famous for its fishing culture, beautiful scenery, and quick access to phenomenal fishing grounds. They're home to one of the finest charter fleets in all the Outer Banks. Whether you're looking to go offshore, inshore, or Soundside, Juan Cheese Marina has some of the most knowledgeable captains in the area. Right there, 4457 Mill Landing Road in Juan Cheese, and online at Juan Cheese Marina.
You got too confident in yourself.
And the Harbor Star Dolphin Tours have started too. So if you want to see the bottlenose dolphin up close, you can go on the Harbor Star Dolphin Tour. Sal and Christine are in here today.
They are.
From Outer Vapes Turn Salty Burns, right there. What was it? Almost 8.5
Yeah.
On the beach road, right there in between the Thai Room and what is it? Kill Devil Dogs in that area.
Sal's
and,
restaurant.
Yeah. And Sal's.
Pizza. Sal's Pizza. Yeah.
Not
yeah.
my pizza, but.
Yeah. Pizza. That is funny.
It's
that
like
it's
the number one asked question right now. Do you own that place over there? No.
And truth be told, these are some of the most fun people you'll meet.
I agree
Outer
with that. Yeah.
100% going in there. I mean, Christine, we've known you for a while.
Long time.
Yeah. Every bit of 8, 9, 10 years or so.
I celebrate 10 years of the shop this year.
So yeah, see, and 10 years. And we've had some involvement with the shop, Outer Vapes, for quite some time, you know, between the radio and just conversation and hanging out. I actually was an employee for a short period of time.
Gosh, I remember that. Yeah.
We were just talking this morning about how you'd answer the phone. Yeah. Everybody loved it.
I don't even remember how it's a fantastic day here at Outer Vapes, Milepost 8.5 in Kill Devil Hills.
Showing off.
There he is. Exactly.
Just trying to, you know, if you can make somebody smile, more good chance they're going to come through the door. So, but, you know, met Sal within the last few months. And I mean, Sal is definitely Christine's counterpart.
Definitely
a fun loving guy. Definitely great personality. And I remember before I met Sal, let me just say this, Christine was like, he's like The Rock. Or wait, did you say Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel.
And then I got mad at you for calling me that.
Yeah, I did. I called him that. Yeah. And he was not crazy about that. And then I was like, oh, shoot. I'm going to die now.
But do you remember whenever I went in there and I told you how we talked and I was like, Christine's so happy. It makes me so happy to see her so happy. Remember we were talking about that? Because this is before you met Sal, I think.
Yeah. I think it was. Yeah. So, but again, so talk to us, tell us a little bit about yourselves and then we'll get into the store stuff. So tell us who you are. Let's start with Sal.
Sal.
Vin tell Diesel. Us about Sal. Because I want y'all's story, like how y'all got together is really cool. I want to hear that in a second.
Like you want to go far back is where I'm from?
I mean, yeah.
I'm from Weezer, Idaho. That's where I grew up.
Oh, Idaho.
Weezer, Idaho, yeah.
Is it Idaho or Utah?
Utah.
Idaho Pimp. But anyways. I graduated.
We have someone to run the OnlyFans for us.
There we go.
Only toes. Only toes and banana hammocks. That's all I do. Specialize in those.
Dear Lord. Oh, gosh.
And I married him. So you did marry me.
Grew up in Idaho. How did you get here?
Well, after I turned 18, I joined the Navy.
Okay.
East Coast. The whole time I was there up at Oceana for 20 years.
Daggum.
Did that, and then it worked down over, it was over in Elizabeth City, worked at the Coast Guard base there for a little bit, then back to Oceana as a civilian, and then I was living in Elizabeth City for 12 years. So once I, you know, went through my one relationship.
Elizabeth City's
It's, you know, it's tough.
It's popping up, though, like the downtown Elizabeth City, there's all those cool, like,
they're really promoting it a lot.
Yeah.
But after that, I met this girl. That's it.
Happily ever after. Now, who is this girl? This Oklahoma Sooner sitting right next to me.
Oklahoma Sooner.
I'm Christine. I grew up in Oklahoma, and I've been out here since forever and ever. Had a lot of kids growing out here, and just run into business. And then I met Sal, and Sal changed my life. And it's a really gross story, but it's proof that it can happen like anywhere and any time. So, And you never know. It's really gross. Yeah.
Well, I love. No, it's one of those good, like, it's one of those good love stories. So
yeah. For Christine, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, yeah, I mean, sure. If you don't mind, I love. It's like you met Sal. Mm-hmm. You go to meet him, whatnot. Y'all are talking, and he says, "I prayed for you."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I love that so much. Uh-huh. I love that so much. You know that,
this is coming from the guy who texts in church. So right. You know, keep that in the back of your mind just a little bit.
He's looking up a Bible verse.
That's right. That's right.
Bible, on the Bible app.
Thou shalt not text in church.
Oh, no, it is true, though. You want a color, boy.
I was in church at least.
That's true.
Yeah, so, boom. Shaka-laka. Anyway, but no, it's a super cool story of how y'all managed to get together and everything like that. You prayed for her, and she showed up the right place at the right time, and all came together the right way.
Yeah, well, yeah. Also took a little bit of baiting, but I did it right.
Yeah. Oh,
I got a bait. I got to a little bit.
That's what he likes to say, that he hook, lined, and sinkered me, but I had him already before that, so, you know, I don't have to worry about that.
What was your first date?
Where was it?
Yeah,
it was to one of the finest restaurants down here.
We don't. This gets embarrassing.
One of the finest.
You went to Jolly Roger?
No. Oh. We went to Outback Steakhouse.
Okay. Even better.
I love
Outback. At a lunch date.
Oh.
She wouldn't give me
it. You understand now, see? Okay. That's where we were sitting, is at a lunch date at the Outback.
It's better than sharing a coffee.
Well, sharing a coffee and getting to shoot guns.
I'll give you that one. Yeah. Never shot it.
Hey, I mean, Outback, I thought it was good.
Hey.
Well, you're from
I'm not
the
from
city.
Down here. So. Yeah,
that's
so
good. Hey, yeah, no, beautiful.
It was fair. And we had a great lunch, and he went home, and I went home, and then we started hanging out all
the time.
Well,
we met on Match.com.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Really,
and my first opening line was what?
You
tell him.
Watch my face turn red. He said, well, aren't you pretty? And I responded back, and I said, yeah, I know.
Good for you. I was like, yeah.
And that was it. We were like, game on. And so,
game on.
So, yeah. And then as we started hanging out, he introduced me to art. He's been doing this art for a super long time, like probably 10 years now.
At least 10 years. I started with the fractal burning. Mm-hmm. And I started with that, and
is like what we have on the
side here. Yeah. Well, let's get into that. So, Out of Apes turns Salty Burns. Yep. Okay. Now, Out of Apes was the store that you had opened, Christine,
right.
10 years ago, and it was a vape shop. It had all your vape juices, your mods. You had a juice bar in there. We actually were frequent flyers. Autumn's still a frequent flyer. But I mean, you had all these. You had like crackberry. You had all these different juices that you made right there in house, and you knew how to actually like work on the mods and really build coils and all those kind of things. I worked there for a short period of time through a winter one year. Thank you for giving me that job, by the way. And I had a good time working there. We used to do those vape competitions and things like that. I mean, I used to. Christine never. She didn't
remember how mad Moose would get because he'd hear our voices on the radio. he'd walk in there and vape everywhere.
So mad.
He like met the man up in there smoking or something.
Open
like
the door and a cloud of smoke would just roll out.
He got so mad.
So you have that part now. We've since evolved a little bit and now turned to Salty Burn. So tell me a little bit about, but you know, the two of you. Tell us about the store itself. We've got these nice pieces of art in here, but now do you still have your vape thing, your vapes and everything like that?
Yeah, we still carry a little bit of vape, not like we used to. You know, it used to be the whole store, and you remember that. Like, but we have a small section still, a good section, probably still the largest on the beach. And then we brought in a bunch of like eclectic glass, and so tobacco products that you can smoke your tobacco and CBD products out of. And we just hand pick everything that comes in there. So it's not like where you're going to go and see it everywhere else. We have some really crazy, creatures and art and stuff like that. And then we've started incorporating our art into it. And so now we're an art shop as well. So you can come in and look at crazy glass and all kinds of other neat stuff. And then, look at the art.
Well, tell us a little bit about some of this art now. I had gone into the store, and when I first met Sal, we were chit-chatting, and you showed me in the back of the store where you do some of the, like, the resin wood. Yeah. Now, what kind of wood and stuff is that? Now, how does that work?
We use all kinds of different woods out there. We use, we use a lot of American cherry because we have a lot of that, but we use all kinds. We use the black walnut. We use the spalted maple. This right here is American cherry. And once we do the fractal burn, we will put resin or color into it, you know, whatever color, and it'll just, you know, it'll pop the wood. It'll just make it really, you know, really shine, I guess you can say.
So I guess these logs, you cut them, you don't cut them like in short ways where it's like a circle piece. It's long ways.
Long ways. That's how you use your slabs,
And do they typically have like naturally like the knots in them, or do you put,
it's all natural.
And that's
knots.
Where you dump the resin and the color and all that stuff and kind of,
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
We actually really love leaving it really natural sometimes.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's absolutely gorgeous just to do like a fractal burn down the middle and just leave it because that natural wood is still gorgeous and it carries, like you can see on these, they don't have color on them, but I mean, they're gorgeous. And so the
explain
resin
the fractal burn
there.
To everybody.
You
do a great job. Okay. You do it way better than I do.
Yeah, what
so,
is it?
So fractal burning is where we take a solution and we apply it to wood. And then we take a machine and we have clamps on it or we use other little tools and things. And we apply it to the wood and it burns the wood at about 10,000 volts of electricity.
And it follows the grain. So, it follows the grain of the wood. Huh. So each one is different. Mm-hmm. Every piece of wood that you get is going to be different.
So it'd be kind of like if it was struck by lightning?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. It's like, obviously, I would probably rather it struck by lightning. It's kind of dangerous.
No one's going to want to go do that.
But it's a lot of fun when you learn how to do it. And we've been enjoying it.
Huh. I've been seeing a lot of people, I guess, doing their kitchen islands like that, basically, like, because I actually have several of them saved where it's like the blue and it looks like the ocean and it wavy and all that stuff. It's really pretty work. Yeah. And I know whenever I first came in, you guys were just starting to do all this stuff too. And now I need to go pop back in because I bet you it's a lot bigger and
We have a lot. Yeah, we have a lot of stuff in there now.
Yeah. So. I want to see the tables and stuff that you guys do.
Now, do you guys do like special orders and things of that nature? Yeah. If somebody were to call you and say, hey, put this, cut it like this or whatever. Like
we actually did a house. We actually did a house over at South Nag's Head, and we did a bar and a big. It was an 8x6 table, custom table. So we did that, and then we also did a 4x7 table, and we have one coming up that's like a 2x3 coffee table.
Huh.
So we'll be doing that too. But yeah, it's all custom work. You'll never see it anywhere else.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Now, did you do you all did a lot of the work that's in Beach Road Bottle Shop too?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes, we did. We did the tap handles. We also did. We did the charcuterie boards, the shelves, and...
So do you have charcuterie boards there? I can never say that word properly.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we
do. Okay.
And we have some custom flight holder ones that you hold the actual flights on.
What's the flight and charcuterie board together? So.
I know a couple of restaurants actually was looking for people that made flights. I'll keep that in mind, but I'm back down south and let them.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
It's great, too, because even if we try to manufacture them all at the same, you're never going to have one that's the same.
Right, no, so I mean, unique.
They're all one of one, really, and so they're fun to make, and they're pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was super cool when I was in Beach Road Bottle Shop, and Sal created the tap handles that they have in there, and you can... They have like the chalkboard
paint.
Paint on it that you change out the keg for a different. You don't have to worry about changing the tap handle.
That's so amazing, because
you write it on there.
I know. Every time someone orders a keg from me, I have to get their tap handle for them. Yeah. And it would be a lot better if they could just, you know, better for the restaurant too, because they can technically rotate them out and they don't have to keep all these daggum handles.
Yeah. Yep.
So, like, Fish Head should do something like that, to be honest with you.
Not a bad idea.
You know what I mean? Because there's 40 some different tabs with all these handles. So
you'd love that, wouldn't you, babe?
Well, I'm working on a brand new set for Toby right now for 20 new handles. So I'm making a whole new design.
I gotcha.
So, you know, he has spares. Change them up a little bit.
Well,
I'm sorry.
He made us these. They brought in these bottle openers. And this one has a magnet in it. So whenever you pop the bottle, it doesn't fall on the floor. So the magnet, it sticks to it as soon as it falls.
That is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
That is pretty rad. And these designs are just killer. And I'm really digging. I know you said you want to do something a little bit more to this, but they made us our very own sign that says Outer Banks This Week, Autumn and Justin on it.
I know. It's pretty good.
I know. And I love that. That is so freaking rad, man. So cool. I was just, I'm eaten up by that right now. I think that is really, really BA.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Yeah, BA.
You said you needed some stuff for your walls.
We do.
And we desperately need to decorate more.
And so what is, like, that is just like a one that you put together?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, so these are acrylic pours.
Okay.
We try to do everything out of recycled materials, so 90% of our stuff is totally recycled, right down to the paint. I go and pick up used paint and like half-empty paints and stuff like that, and that's what I use to do my pours with so that nothing ever gets wasted. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, like this one, I painted a mandala on the top of it, but these are pours. They're stuff that I do with paint in different directions to make different designs.
So you pour. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's pretty rad.
So I make it from beginning to end on the canvas. And then that one you can feel is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And it is resin. So it's got a nice hard coating on the top of it.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. That is so cool. All the different artwork. Really cool. And people can come and see these things in your store.
Yeah.
Now, but you also sell these online too, correct?
Yeah. We're trying to expand a little bit on Etsy and what else?
Marketplace.
Yeah.
But we do a lot of vendor shows, and we're in some local places.
Tell us about that.
And so between all of that, sometimes it's hard to keep up with the online.
Sure.
So we're at Show Me Your Junk. Have you heard of her?
Mm-hmm.
She's so much fun. It's a great junk store over in Barco.
Yeah.
And so we have a vendor event there actually this month on the 24th. I don't know why I'm in the
Isn't it a lot of vendors that get together for that one, too?
Yeah, it's a pretty good. And she brings a food truck.
Yeah.
And it's a fun event. You'll see a lot of unusual stuff. It's kind of anything goes with her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fun place to come around and check stuff out at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we're also up at Fireflies and Eats, which is in Grandy.
Okay.
You know where the Dunkin' Donuts is?
Yep.
The little building right next to it that was an EMT and a cafe for a while and stuff.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They're inside there, and they're doing big yard sales once a month, huge yard sales with like a lemonade stand and
food trucks
and all of that. So we go to those as well, and we're inside both of those shops as well.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool deal. Now, I know there's been some discussion. I think we have talked a couple of times about y'all might be trying to do some things at your store in Kill Devil Hills. Are y'all still trying to do some events or anything like that? Is that still in the works? Maybe, sort of?
Yeah, well, tomorrow we're supposed to be doing a tumbler cup pour with
resin.
Yeah, with resin and with somebody that wants to come and do it.
So, oh, okay.
You know, make their own tumbler, yeah. So I'm trying to get that push a little bit where, you know, we can have like four people come over and do their own.
Yeah,
Tumblr, where she'll teach everybody how to do the paint and
pour paint
or whatever.
We could even do the fractal burning, but y'all couldn't burn. You would just have to
put your stuff
on the wood and watch it burn.
Yeah.
So little classes to kind of create your own designs, create your own pieces, create your own art.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That is super cool because, I mean, these pieces that you brought in are absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
So, again, people can come into the store right there at Milepost 8.5.
Yep.
On the beach road in Kill Devil Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And they can also see this stuff on, you said, Etsy and on your website and things like that?
Oh, yeah. We have
Also have a YouTube.
Mm-hmm. So look at y'all.
TikToks.
Yeah.
Facebook.
The tiki-talky. Oh, I know.
But I'm getting better at it. It's a little more fun than it used to be, but
Video editing can be fun once
and
you get
Instagram.
Into it.
Instagram.
And we have an Instagram, and so we try to keep
Instagram?
Up with that. It's all saltyburns252. No matter which one, I think that Facebook might be Salty Burns OBX.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, you just type in Salty Burns. It's a picture of a buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And there we are.
Buffalo soldier. Pride of America. Sorry, that just, here you know, I hear that. Yeah, Salty Burns. Look. Booyah. Yep. You're Salty Burns right here on Facebook.
Yeah.
Looking at all the nice things that y'all have. Booyah. Holy smokes. Loving it. All right. Let me ask you this real quick before we shift gears into the events and we check in with our boy Matty P.
Matty P.
What inspired the name Salty Burns?
That's on you.
So when I
Christine
met Sal,
Salty.
I am salty, so that's part
that's
of
right.
it. And we're at the beach, right?
Yes.
So
we
make some pretty salty signs. You'll have to come by to see those. I make some pretty salty keychains.
Yeah.
All kinds of salty things. And then we're at the beach, so why not? And then Burns. You can come in and pick something up to Burns in. Or you can come in and pick up something we burned.
Yeah, because you do carry CBD right there.
We do. Stuff, we carry CBD. We carry vape stuff. We carry all of that good stuff. We just carry a little bit of a different selection than what you would usually find. And we have stuff for bridal parties. And I mean, it's quite a fun shop. So it's you've got to come by and check it out.
A treasure box of everything.
It's like a destination is, you know, where we hope to be at. And we do have people that come back every year to see what's happening. Yeah. So
and how you're expanding. So that's awesome.
Super awesome. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Sal and Christine, thank you for sharing with us about Salty Burns and all this these fun pieces of art and all the things that you have at the store.
And I'm so glad to see you happy.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
Holy smokes. That is a beautiful thing.
It is. Really is.
He prayed for me and he says he prayed for me and I tell everybody I waited for him. So I was made for him. Yeah. So, you know, it took a while, but you get there eventually. So.
So they say.
Yeah. Or you don't. Either way, it's a good time. You know what I mean?
Let the good times roll.
I mean, I'm not crying. You're crying.
It does. It does make my, like, I actually feel, it's how I know I have a heart when I look at Christine. Sometimes I'm like, she's so happy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I know.
<It's gross. laughs> My face is so red. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Sweetie, what's up?
All right, let's talk about events then.
We're going to talk about events. We're going to check in with our boy Matty P here in just a few moments. But Autumn, Kitty Hawk Kites. Mm-hmm. Kitty Hawk Kites, they got locations all over the beach. It's your spot for Life is Good gifts, wind art, apparel, toys, and of course, kites. Ooh. They offer parasailing, hang gliding lessons, and rentals for things like boogie boards and cornhole boards, just to name a few. You can go online to kittyhawk.com to see all of their different things that they offer and to do a little shopping. So that's Kitty Hawk Kites. They got the big...
They have unique toys there. Really
unique
cool.
toys.
Yeah, yeah. Like just different toys that you wouldn't find for kids.
Ah, I see, said the blind man. Mm-hmm. Definitely a cool store. And they got the location I'm the most familiar with is right there across from Jockey's Ridge.
Yeah, me too.
I think that was like their first location.
My brother worked at their duck location or whatever.
Okay.
The paddleboarding stuff one year, but yeah.
Kitty Hawk Kites. All right. Autumn.
Justin.
Our boy Matty P, OBX After Dark with Matty P.
Hopefully if he went to karaoke this weekend, he picked another song better than Nickelback.
Well, he did not do karaoke. He went to longboards right there in Kitty Hawk.
I gotcha.
And he had himself a good time, so we're going to check in with him right now.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Matty P with OBX After Dark, brought to you by Outer Banks This Week with Autumn and Justin. Let me tell you where I was at this week. I went up to Longboard's Bar and Grill on Saturday night. They had a DJ. The place was bumping. The booties were pumping. Everything was going just right. The vibe was cool. Everybody was chill. It was a great night of having a good time, listening to some good music, and having some drink with some friends. And let me tell you, when I walked in, place was semi-packed, but, you know, it was 10 o'clock when I got there. So it takes a little bit of time for people to start showing up. About 11:30, that's when the place started getting flooded. You know, there was people coming in left and right. I was sitting at the bar having a drink. I look over, there's a bunch of people on the dance floor. The DJ's throwing it down. Everyone's having a great time. But let me tell you what, they've got stuff going on pretty much every day of the week, just about, I think, Wednesday through Sunday. But Saturday nights, they normally got a DJ. I know Friday nights, they got a silent disco sometimes. And on Sundays, I know they're actually just starting an international night as well. And I know we talked to you about that last week with Jolly's having an international night. So you got two places now that have an international night on Sundays. Go check them out. And, but yeah, we had a great time, had a few drinks, talked to a few birds, if you know what I mean, chirp, chirp. And, you know, DJ was great. The music was good. The vibe was awesome and we had a great time. But if you're looking for something to do on a Saturday night, Longboards always has something going on and it's always a good time. And yeah, that's been another edition of OBX After Dark with your boy Matty P.
Matty P, you ain't gonna get no bird singing Nickelback, I promise you that. Like, just keep that in mind, bud. Just keep that in mind.
So, you know, chirp, chirp.
Chirp. They ain't going to be chirp, chirping. They're going to be flying out of the way.
But honestly, he wasn't singing. They don't know what he was singing from the week before.
Thank God.
He didn't walk up and was like, yo, girl, I sing Nickelback.
You he probably is that
You got to meet Matty P. You haven't met Matty P yet. That's my dude right there, okay?
That's my dude right there. Tell Matty P whenever he comes to South Nag's Head or Nag's Head, I'll meet out.
Well, all I'm going to say is from here on out, he's got to give me a booty pump level for every place he goes to. The booties were pumping. So I need a booty pump level for every spot he hits. I want to know what it is. What was the booty pump level? Was it high? Was it a medium booty pump level? I mean, what do y'all think?
What do you consider a low or medium or high booty pump?
I mean, if there was lots of booties, it's a high level. If there's only a few booties, it's a low level.
Just do it like a 5-star. It's five if it's great. I would either do it
like a hurricane or a tornado, F5, you know.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about. You can do a B1.
The BPL, the booty pump. What's the BPL in this place tonight, Maddie?
Booty pump level.
The booty pump. What's the BPL?
Level one, two, or three to five.
Yeah, all the way to five. All right, Maddie P, take these notes, okay? We need that BPL for every spot you hit, and it's a 1 through 5. We've got this. We got the scale.
And no more Nickelback.
And no more. Autumn is hung up on this Nickelback. Please. I do believe he said he can sing Waterfalls.
Okay. The rap part, though, left eyes part.
No, listen, I don't know which part he can do. Uh-huh. All I'm going to say is soon enough, we're going to join Matty P for an edition of OBX After Dark.
We got to go do Silent Disco one night, too. I want to do it so bad.
All right. I'm going to coordinate this with Matty P, and we're going to join him one night for OBX After Dark. All right.
We'll call y'all.
All right. Let's go. Got a good little handful of events that are going to be going on over the next few weeks, Autumn. This coming weekend, June 16th and 17th at Jockey's Ridge is the 41st annual Rogelb. I think I said that wrong. Completely wrong.
What?
It's a kite festival. And it's going to be going on from 10
until... Regala?
Regala.
Holy smokes.
Well, my handwriting.
He's in his mind, he said, she's going to leave us in here, too. She's going to leave us in here.
No, I really don't care. Because I couldn't read my own handwriting there for a second. I had my L and my O at the very end were too close together. It looked like a B.
And I better get Nolan into another school other than Manio.
Okay, go for it. Just joking. So, yeah, that's going on this weekend. Those are those super huge kites.
Yeah, that's where, like, Kitty Hawk Kites is going to play a big role into it. It's going to be really cool out there. And then sometimes they have it at night, too, where the kites light up. And I don't know if that's going to be whenever they're doing it, but the Regala Festival, and they do a lot for the Regala Foundation in general.
Yeah, I read about this gentleman, Mr. Regala. He was a NASA astronaut.
Yeah.
And he created the flexible wing or whatnot.
Yeah, so that's why they do Brewtalk, too.
With the hang gliders.
To make money for the Regala.
Yeah, so super cool event. That's going to be going on from 10 o'clock until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Friday and Saturday, the 16th and the 17th. Coming up next Tuesday at Festival Park, Lettuce and Steel Pulse starting at 5, part of Vuzik. Well, all I'm going to say is I don't understand. Why are they named Lettuce? Like, why do you want to be named after a piece of, like, a vegetable?
But have you ever seen lettuce?
I mean, yeah, I see it at the store when I go to the cold
Jesus,
section.
You know what I'm saying? That was coming.
Every time I walk into the store, I see the lettuce sitting right over there. You know, what's really cool, though, is when they turn on those little sprinklers sometimes, a little alarm will go off in the sprinklers. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. That's when I see lettuce, yeah. Especially in my salads.
No,
you know?
It'll be a great show. A really great show.
No, they're going to be starting. Everything's going to kick off at 5. And you have some people that will ask, like, why does it start so early? Well, there's openers.
Yeah,
there's openers other than just lettuce and steel poles.
I think we have to shut it down by 10:30, 11 o'clock, I think, in Manio.
Noise ordinance type stuff.
Something like that, yeah.
On Thursday at Festival Park is going to be Revolution's Good Vibes Summer Tour 2023. That is Thursday, June 22nd. That's going to start at 4:30. They've got a whole list of individuals that are going to be there.
Yeah, and I want to say the Jake Owen and Travis Tritt shows are sold out.
Are they?
They were low tickets. I think Travis Tritt is officially sold out. If they're not, then there's only like 15 tickets left or something like that. So all the other shows, though, I think are pretty close. They're all low tickets. If you guys want tickets, buy the tickets.
Yes, buy the tickets.
Get on there and get it now.
Go online to musicobx.com, and you can find all the information there.
They have a list of their food trucks that's going to be there, too, for each show on their Instagram and stuff like that as well, which is important for me because I'm like, do I want to eat there or do I not want to eat there? You know what I mean? So
we got some great food trucks around here.
So
you know?
Many.
1006 is a good food truck.
So good, yeah.
There's a bunch of them. Forget-Me-Not.
Forget-Me-Not is... the bee's knees for me.
Garden Deli has a food truck.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You always got to have a pizza truck. You have to.
I'm pretty sure my buddy Barbecue Mike at Carolina Barbecue Company is looking at getting a food truck.
Is he going to have coffee?
I don't know. There very well might be some coffee there. Christine loves that coffee from Carolina Barbecue Company.
Yeah. They make coffee on draft now. So
draft coffee?
Yeah. They have it at Fish Heads and at H2OBX.
Draft coffee?
It's on tap. What? Yeah. It's like cold brew coffee in a keg now.
Cool. Oh, yeah. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, like I want to get a kegerator just for cold brew coffee.
musicobx.com to get all the details on whether or not you can still get tickets. But these are some
and
shows.
Buy the tickets. If you're thinking of buying them, buy them.
Buy them. Something else that's going to be going on next week, Autumn, is Tuesday through Thursday, June 20th through the 22nd at the Manio High School baseball field. The Scallywags are going to be having a baseball camp. I believe that's going to go on from 9 a.m. to 12 o'clock. And it's for all the information can be found online at obxscallywags.com. I don't know about the ages. I'm pretty sure it's like 6 years through middle school, but don't quote me on that.
Yep.
But it's definitely, my son signed up. Austin is going. He's excited about it. And that's something that's going on. They're still looking for host families, too, for some pitchers that they could bring in from out of town. So that's something to keep in mind.
Hmm.
All that information can be found online. What do you...
Baseball fans is all I'm and about.
Autumn.
Justin.
All online at obxcallywags.com. I have one more thing coming up in the month of June. At the Brewing Station, there's going to be a Dave Matthews tribute band.
I think there's one going on at Carew Village, too. And I feel like that's going on like this week for some reason. I don't know. But yeah, that Dave Matthews tribute band or whatever they are, they're making their way up the beach. And it's I heard they're fantastic.
Yeah, so that's going to be from 10:30 until 2 a.m. on Wednesday, June 29th.
I gotcha.
As far as anything down the beach, I have not heard of anything
there's
going on.
There's a lot of things going on, especially at like Carew Village with Pangea Tavern right there and all that.
And a whole list of all these events can be found online at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. Click on the events section and you can scan and find where you want to go. All the trivias, all the different live music.
Silent discos.
I know Ty Fleming's playing a bunch of places. There's a lot of people
You know, I'm your backup drummer if you need me.
Backup drummer. Autumn was like going nuts one night when he played at Poor Richards, and now
I got people up on the bar.
Now
she's a band member.
She's part of the band. So when Ty plays, she just sits back
shows
there and
up.
Bangs on the wall or something. I don't know what she does.
I do. Bang on that little box drum.
The box drum is pretty bad.
I know. I want one.
That's a pretty bad piece of machinery. So that's what's going on up and down the beach, Autumn.
Right.
So again, lots of fun anywhere you go this summer.
I'm just glad the sun is out. We can have some beach days now. It's not 60 degrees. Like, I liked it, but I really didn't like it at the same time. Like,
well, you know who loves the fact that it's getting warmer out and everything like that?
Who?
H2OBX.
I'm sure they do. I haven't been there yet.
I haven't either. Austin's only been once. I believe that there's more trips in the near future.
There's got to be. Yeah, it's just now starting to get warm.
It is. Things are starting to warm up. Now, do you all like to go? Have you been to H2OBX?
We haven't been yet, but we love to go.
Well, I mean, again, the things are starting to heat up a little bit. I'll jump in the lazy river with a turkey leg.
Yep. You can't get in with a turkey leg, Justin. Quit saying that. If I can't swear, you can't tell people they can float down the lazy river with turkey legs.
All right, Autumn.
All right.
Just back up. You cannot float down the river with turkey legs.
I wish in our reality, so awesome I know, especially with a drink. Like, think about that. You can't even have a drink in there. If you can have like a pina colada and just chill,
if you could have one and then they'd bring it to you, like if you could,
yeah, like a little cabana boy, like ran up,
like here you are.
Yes,
I wouldn't leave either.
I'm coming up on this part. You know, your order.
Yes, exactly.
That would be awesome if you could do that with your phone, text it in,
have a little floating table.
Oh my gosh,
cabana boy.
All the parents would be in there.
Yeah,
kids would be so unattended over the whole.
That's what the lifeguards are for. Bye. No, I'm just joking.
That's something to look. That's something that they should consider.
It will
maybe
be. Yeah, that's
never happened.
Yeah, because it's got to be like a health code bullcrap thing or something that they have to deal with. Not on their part, but like.
Yeah,
their
of course.
Insurance or something.
It is the number one Outer Banks family attraction. You can explore more than 30 rides, slides, and attractions. They're open for the 2023 season. They got 50 private cabanas and available for large parties. You can experience the best water park in North Carolina and make H2OBX part of your OBX tradition.
Mm.
Day pass is still available on sale right now. You can go online to H2OBXWaterPark.com for more information. H2OBX right there. On Highway 158 / the Karatoke Highway.
You can't miss it.
The Karatoke Highway right there in Powell's Point.
If you miss a daggum water park coming down here, you probably shouldn't drive. I would be driving down here.
There's colorful slides.
Stevie Wonder. I mean, I don't know what's up. You can't miss it.
True. Very true. Well, Autumn, that's going to kind of wrap things up for us. I want to thank Sal and Christine for coming in.
Thank you.
Yes.
There was one little thing that you had mentioned a little earlier before we started recording the podcast. There was a situation on Pea Island today.
There was a bad, and I've never felt more loved today, to be honest with you. Justin's wife called me in a panic. I was at the breeze through, And Eric and his wife there were telling me that there was an awful accident right there at Pea Island, right around the corner where there's the pedestrian bathhouse, all that stuff.
It's like the Pea Island Visitor Center, yeah. I believe is what it's called. Yeah. Yes.
And I just know from traveling to and from that road on a regular basis that something bad is going to happen right there, because we don't have flashing lights to tell people that they're crossing. There's nothing there to say, hey, like, you, this is a blind corner, and around this corner is a pedestrian crosswalk, and the other people coming south can see those people crossing, but the people heading north cannot. So it's like lockup breaks quick, and I don't know what happened today. All I know, they lost their life today because there was a 7-car pileup. Mm. People were trapped in the car, helicopter there. I mean, it was intense. And so I don't know. I'm not sitting here like ticked off at the situation, but we really need to do something there, whether it's the you know, North Carolina Department of Transportation using the bulldozers or whatever the piece of equipment is, like, they're backing out. Yeah, whatever, but they're always backing out too because they have to do their job, and you're coming around the corner and everyone's locking up brakes. There needs to be something in that stretch, like flashing signs, like people are working, pedestrian crosswalk, something to alert
that it's an upcoming thing, that not right where the crosswalk is.
Yeah, because when you're heading north, man, that corner is blind. And if there's 4 cars stopped to let a pedestrian go, you coming across it going 55 miles an hour, people, let's be honest, are doing 60. And some of the locals are doing a little bit faster because they want to get the hell where they ought to go. And it just lock them up.
Yeah, so our thoughts and prayers definitely go down to Hatteras Island and the individual that lost their life and to the families and the people that are directly affected.
Yeah, because there was people trapped too.
Because it's an unfortunate thing that happened. And I mean, yeah, I agree with you. I have not paid that close attention because I frequent that road on a weekly basis as well. Not as often as you are.
Pay attention when you're heading north, just that corner. It is very, and they may have, and I know that the sand piles up there and we lose signs all the daggum time. I know. I'm not saying it could have stopped what happened today, but I'm just saying for future, we really need to get something.
And so when we're talking about the Pea Island Welcome Center, it's right there between Rodanthe and the new Bass Knight Bridge. Yep. It's like the halfway mark.
It is.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. And if you frequent that road, if you're coming on vacation, you have an idea. You pretty much know what we're talking about. If you're heading south, it's just before that temporary forever bridge that they put in place. Headed north, it's obviously just past that bridge.
It's a place where people like to stop that are on vacation to go use that beach access. So there's people coming to and from across there all the time. And there's not a stop sign there or anything to let pedestrians. It's just a people, if they know the drill of letting pedestrians, they're gonna let them go.
And it's a nice little spot to go to the beach too.
It is.
But yeah, maybe that's something we can look into a little bit more about, whether,
just,
you know,
keep
safety
pushing it.
Things,
do something like that. Yeah,
talk to our local officials with the North Carolina Department of Transportation. And if you decide to call, don't be a jerk to them. Okay, what are you doing to fix this?
There's something that we can do. I mean, because hell, think about it. When you're up in Virginia and you're going through all the construction sites, do you not slow down because you see all the flashing lights? Like, hey, and those signs that get me, like, my daddy works at this construction. I'm like, stop. I'm like, all right, I drop it down to 30. Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, got me. But we need something up there. Because even in Kitty Hawk, at the red light right there at 7-Eleven, why did they put those there?
For the same issue. Very true. I noticed that the other day.
So if we can have something just like that that sets off an alarm when people are crossing to let people know, hey, slow down. Like, there's people crossing. That's true. It can be done. There's solar power, and it's 2023. Come on. I don't know. Something could be done, right?
Yeah. Okay. I get with you on that.
All right.
Get with you on that. Take another sip of your Monster while you're at it. <let's>, So beach etiquette was kind of our topic today, along with Sal and Christine being in here talking about the store at Salty Burns. Beach etiquette, if you have any tips, anything that you can think of that would help with the beach etiquette, or if there's a, you know, something that a beach don't do type thing, or a no-no, beach no-nos, you can share them with us online, on our group, whatever the case may be. You can let us know what they are, and we'll touch on that maybe real quick, like, again, in the upcoming episode.
Yeah.
So, again... but we definitely want to thank you all for coming in. Any parting thoughts?
No parting thoughts.
No parting thoughts.
Well, hold on.
Christine,
stop,
you got something.
Stop for people at the crosswalk. That's beach etiquette, right? Like, when you get there, stop for those people that are trying to cross.
Yeah, and if you're here on vacation and you're at the crosswalk and you're waiting for your party to come through the beach, don't stand at the crosswalk.
Right,
then, man.
Exactly.
Because I'm like, are you
please.
Going? Are you not going? What are you doing here? Yeah. What are you doing?
Please.
So...
No, that's that's a wrap on old episode number 16 today. Absolutely. All brought to you by Artie Sawyer right there on Highway 64 in Manio. Doc and Robin.
Tweet, tweet. No, beep, beep.
Beep, beep. There beep, you beep. Go. Yeah. Beep, I did a jingle one time that is to the Rockin' Robin, and it's Doc and Robin, the owners of Artie Sawyer. Again, if they can find it, it will be found, and you can find them online at artiesawyer.com. That's it, Autumn. Man, I'll tell you what, it's been a lot of fun. I'll tell you, in all honesty, you stop by Mavo's 8.5 on the beach road, you go into Salty Burns, you're going to have a good time with Sal and Christine.
For
love
sure.
Love them so much. Definitely fun, personable individuals that will keep you entertained. And, I mean, you walk out of there and you'll be like, I think I just made some new friends.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you
true
will.
True story.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not just saying that. That is a true story. I walked into the bottle shop, a couple weeks ago.
Sal was in there
doing something. He was working on a shelf, putting together something. I grabbed a beverage, sat down. He sat down next to me, and we were just chit-chatting. He's like, you like those tap handles? I was like, yeah, I built those a couple weeks ago. He's like, oh, yeah, you did? And I was like, yeah, I did those. Knowing that, he had done it. It was just one of those things. But, I mean, it's just that playful conversation that we had. I felt like I've known him for as long as I've known Christine.
Yeah, right.
So, super great people, and you'll love them if you go in there at Milepost 8.5 on the beach road in Kill Devil Hills.
Thank you.
So much definitely love to you guys.
Thank you guys.
We got feet pictures to go take.
Dude, you've lost your freaking mind, Autumn. She's not going to leave this alone. She's not going to leave this alone.
Well,
and you know what's funny?
You need to put your pictures in too.
No. You know what's funny? No, what's funny?
He
is
has some solid tan lines on his feet too. Well, like some dudes are probably.
I'm not
into
talking
that.
About his feet.
Oh well.
Oh shit. I mean
the area, man.
I mean,
come on.
Wait. No,
it is 2023. They make stuff. Come
I mean,
on.
I can't say what I want to say.
Just
right
a
now.
Spider-Man underwear on. You know, have a Marvel fantasy for some people or some crap like that.
I mean, shooting them webs. You know what I'm saying? You made me say it. You made me say it.
I'll take the blame all day, dude. I'm oldest of four kids. I got this.
We can edit that out, right?
No.
We can edit that out.
Even
oh,
she
gosh.
Said,
oh, God.
That's going to be
you know, kids know what we're talking about. Shooting webs there like Spider-Man. I mean, come on.
All right. Okay. All right. Outer Banks This Week podcast, Autumn and Justin, all brought to you by Artie Sawyer. Autumn.
Justin.
I want to tell you I love you right now, but I'm just not feeling the love. I love these two. You're cool. Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
All right, I'm out of here.
All right, me too.
Later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Outer Banks This Week with Autumn and Justin. If you would like to help support the show, please share it with others and post about it on social media. Don't forget to follow us in your favorite podcast app. New episodes every Thursday. We'll see you next time.